The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, Licensed Nutrition Counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
And we have our special guest back again. She was on last Friday. She's with us again today, and I'll have you introduce her.
And with us today, a very, very special guest, always full of such great information and so important to the medical community, because Dr. Sherry Rogers is educating the doctors around the world about what is important in their medical practice. So we have with us this morning Dr. Sherry Rogers. Hi, Dr. Rogers.
Hey, good morning, folks. I see in the news this morning that this is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, something like that. That true?
That
there
it
might
is.
Be people running around with pink things to find the cure.
something
kind of interesting,
not everybody here agrees
breast
with.
Cancer, and we already know how to cure it, but we're not doing it. As we've just recently referenced, in fact, it's been known for like over three decades. Yale researchers discovered it. They were examining breast cancer cells in petri dishes, and before they added the estrogen, the cells became wildly more cancerous, and they hadn't even added the estrogen yet because they didn't need to. It was coming out of the petri dishes, the plastic, and yet you've got all these women jogging for breast cancer who are sucking down bottled water out of plastic containers. Even the government researchers now in Environmental Health Perspectives, the leading government toxicology journal in which we've published, has shown that when a woman is drinking from a plastic water bottle, as just one example, we have plastics everywhere in our environment. We can't get away from them, so we have to detox them. When she's drinking from a plastic water bottle, she's actually programming her unborn fetus for adult prostate and breast cancer. This is right out of the government journals. So, I mean, there's no awareness at all. It's hype, and I don't know what it's designed to do. Make money someplace, I guess. Oh, for the drug industry, so that they can do more research for more drugs. Because there are many people who have been given 48 hours to live with their cancers, and they're 20 years later now and totally well. They did it all with diet and nutrients, not with chemo, radiation, and which are proven to actually take more nutrients from the body and also accelerate the damage unless you start fixing it. And for the gene doctors, that's a real joke, because as they showed in the Wall Street Journal, a lot of the docs who promote the gene therapy they own the genetic labs that do the testing, and that's why they're so big on it. But you can always tell a lousy gene doctor when he wants to tell you things based on your genetics, but then he doesn't want to fix your ability to change and bring your genetics back to normal. For example, an enzyme, DNA and RNA polymerase in the body is highly zinc-dependent. Without it, you can't fix the genes. Likewise, without a normal level of vitamin D, you can't make cancer cells re-differentiate, go back to becoming normal cells. And yet, the Journal of the American Medical Association last month had one of the most damning articles that probably set medicine back about two or three decades, because what they showed was that vitamin D didn't help cancers and heart disease. So when you read the article, you can see why. They're either incredibly stupid or incredibly crooked, or maybe both. I don't know. I just can't explain it in this era when we have so much knowledge. Because what they did was they used a dose that is known not to help. It's too inferior. We know now, even though most hospital and commercial laboratory cutoffs for vitamin D are 30 nanograms per deciliter, the evidence, and by the way, everything I say, I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I was just sicker, and it forced me to learn God's molecular biochemistry of healing. And everything I say, we have the references or scientific backup someplace in our 17 books and 26 years of newsletters. Anyway, and we go into these crooked articles a lot. They used, the commercial labs used 30 milligrams per deciliter as a cutoff for vitamin D, when indeed the research shows you have to be over 80 to 100 causes redifferentiation, making cancer cells go back to normal. And, you know, we can prove this. Everything I say, we can prove. For example, there's a simple genetic marker called 8-OHDG, 8-hydroxy-2-deoxyguanosine, which is in the assay that we 12-page assay of people's nutrients that we often look at, and it's available to every doctor. And you can, I've seen people with known wildly metastatic cancer whose evidence of gene damage is way off the chart. It's over 35, and they shouldn't really be over 5. And yet you put them on, for example, a macrobiotic diet for 2 months, and their 8-OHDG is 3, drops right down. And that's part of the beauty of all of the molecular biochemistry that God has designed in the human body, is that if we couldn't change things and bring them around to healthier positions again, then it wouldn't be worth doing these shows and doing these books and newsletters and all the things that you folks are dedicating your lives to, which are so worthwhile. So... And there are many other aspects, as we showed probably in the primer book, the first book that anybody with a cancer should read is Wellness Against All Odds. And in there, for example, Harvard researchers showed that vitamin A levels cause the P53 gene to go back to becoming a normal gene that fights cancer. And that's the way it was designed in the human body. However, when it becomes mutated or damaged by our environmental chemicals, like our phthalates, the plasticizers from our plastic water bottles, plastic wrap, etc., styrofoam trays and cups and everything that we're surrounded by, it becomes a mutant P53, and in that way, it becomes fertilizer for cancer. And as Harvard researchers showed over two decades ago, but of course they're ignored because it doesn't make money for the drug industry, high doses of beta carotene, as in carrot juicing, and makes that it reversed and go back to becoming the normal P53 gene that makes cancer cells commit suicide. Likewise, did people ever wonder why a cancer cell isn't gobbled up by the immune system, just like a bad bacteria, a staphylococcus or a strep or something? Because cancer cells are smarter. They secrete a coating around themselves, a sialoglycoprotein, actually, that covers up the antigenic recognition sites, the areas where our immune system would latch on and say, ooh, this is a staph or a strep or a cancer, and we should kill it. But this coating that cancer cells secrete around themselves makes it so that they are almost invisible to the immune system because it covers up the antigenic recognition sites. And yet, with appropriate doses of enzymes, you can dissolve this off. So now the cancer cells are lying naked in the breeze, the human immune system gobbles them up, and people get better. So And there are so many other molecular biochemical reasons and explanations for how people can turn around even the worst things in the world, i.e. cancer. In fact, even in our newsletter recently, we had articles showing over 24 articles, and these were just a smattering that I picked out of the research to show that it's absolutely stupid for anyone to try to help someone with cancer without assaying the very nutrients that are so important for it. And this article we just did on selenium, and a mineral that is in detox pathways in the body, and many others. And just to give you a quick idea, I mean, here I'm quoting right out of these journals the titles. Selenium deactivates prostate cancer cells. Selenium modifies breast tumor growth and metastasize. Selenium attenuates adhesion of tumor cells, i.e. metastases. Regulation of the gene that causes cancer by selenium, etc. It goes on and on. And yet, how many people do you know who've been to an oncologist have had their even RBC selenium measured? None. I've seen the records in consulting with readers of the books in two dozen countries. I've seen their records from Harvard, Mayo, Cleveland, Hopkins. There's no assay for anything. Not one lousy mineral. Not one fatty acid. In fact, every time I pick up a newspaper, I see more evidence for things that are going to promote cancer. Here's one, olive oil, Mediterranean diet may cut breast cancer risk. Well, what they mean is people in Europe aren't as stupid as Americans, so they don't allow our foods that fictitiously say no trans fatty acids when it really means the level of trans fats is 500 milligrams per puny serving. It might be two potato chips or something ridiculous on the package. They won't allow our PFOAs, the Teflon-containing chemicals that produce cancers. They won't allow the PBDEs. They don't legislate cancer-producing chemicals into all mattresses, couches, chairs, plane seats, car seats. I mean, we have been so flamboozled. It's incredible. And so, yeah, Mediterranean diet, those people have less cancer because they eat better. They know their grocer by first name in a lot of these small towns, and they buy fresh produce and eat herbs and grow them and so forth, things that Americans don't. We're living at McDonald's. So, and in fact, when we see the assay, the blood chemistry of people with cancers, heart disease, whatever, oftentimes, the cell membranes are literally choked with the wrong fatty acids, including oleic, which is olive oil. And they are starving for the right ones that fight off cancers, heart disease, atrial fibrillation, you name it.
Okay. Dr. Rogers, it's time for us to take a break. I just want to let our listeners know that the books that Dr. Rogers has written, as well as her newsletter, Total Wellness, are written for the public, not just for doctors. And you can go to her website, prestigepublishing.com, to learn more about them. But right now you're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. With us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. If you're in search of the fountain of youth, if you're trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy, there are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through my counseling sessions, I work with clients and manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. I can help you maintain optimal health that will keep you looking and feeling young again. I provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. So schedule your appointment today, JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait, your clock is ticking.
And we're back. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. With us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and our special guest, Dr. Sherry Rogers. And Dr. Rogers, I'd like you to talk a little bit about atrial fibrillation. That's a question our listeners are concerned about. And you touch upon it in your books, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? And your, in fact, your latest newsletter, Total Wellness, gets into that topic a little bit as well.
Sure, Dr. Slavin. That's a real pet peeve of mine because I had atrial fibrillation 5 times and had to learn how to cure it because I sure wouldn't want to take any of the drugs for it. For example, amiodarone, as you know, as a medical doctor, has a black box warning that basically in the vernacular says, doctor, you better do everything you can before you use this medicine because it has a high chance of killing them. In fact, Thomas Moore wrote a book, 25 years ago, called Deadly Medicine on flecainide, Tambacore, showing that it killed more people than the Korean War, and that's still on the market, and that's still used, too. Because folks have to realize that the practice guidelines, the recipes for how to treat people, are made by, quote, experts who are in the medical centers. And these, quote, experts have a salary from the medical center, but they get much more money from doing the research for the drug industry. And so the practice guidelines, when you look at them for the American College of Cardiologists, and I've interviewed over 30 cardiologists in the last 3 years, personally, if you look at their guidelines, they basically work with about 8 medicines, 4 procedures, and then they're out of tricks. They don't know what else to do for a person because all they do is drug things, and then they do devices or procedures, and you're done. So, for example, with atrial fib, people are offered these nasty drugs that literally tell the heart, beat regularly or don't beat at all, and that's how it kills a lot of people. Then they might have... there's so many areas they go into. First, they are either put on Coumadin or Warfarin, and then which actually pull calcium out of the bones and dump it into the coronary arteries and the coronary valves, making sure that you're going to have even more cardiovascular problem and need surgeries down the road. Then, to be easier on the person, they go on to the new low molecular weight heparin derivatives and other types of anti-clotting medicines like Xarelto, and you see all the lawsuits advertised on TV, as they should be, because these newer anti-clotting medicines have a huge problem. First of all, you won't believe this, but there's no way to tell if they are working in the person. Plavix, Xarelto, Eliquis, Pradaxa, there's no test to see if they're working. And the problem is a third of the people, it is not strong enough, so they go on to have a pulmonary infarct or a stroke or a heart attack from the clotting from atrial fib. Another third, it works in. Another third, it works too much, and so they bleed to death and have a stroke where they bleed into the brain or bleed into the gut. And yet there's no test for them. Even worse, you have a car accident and crack your head on the windshield, there's no reversal for them. So you just have to wait a few days. By that time, you may have had such a huge cerebral bleed that you don't have much brain left. So these are not the way to go. And we've gone into this extensively in the Total Wellness newsletter, and, of course, always with all the references, because I'm an admitted reference junkie. I have to have the scientific evidence for everything I say, since I've been a medical doctor for 45 years with two board certifications. Anyway, so that's one of the first treatments. And then when things are deteriorating badly and they don't know what else to do for them, they will often say, well, we have to do ablation, which is basically slipping a catheter up into the femoral system, up into the heart, and turning on the juice to burn out or permanently destroy specific areas of the electrical system in the heart, in the hopes that it will reorganize the electricity so that there's no longer an arrhythmia. It's like scheduling a heart attack with your doctor, because that's basically what it is. You're scheduling with him so that he can destroy part of your heart, nerve, and muscle forever. The sad thing is, even this year, we've consulted on over 5 children under 10 years of age who also had atrial fibrillation or supraventricular tachycardia or other arrhythmias. And most of the kids have been to major medical centers as part of their investigation. They've had their problem for 2 or 3 years minimum, and most all of them were cured in a month because we looked for the cause and the cure, what they're not doing in medicine. And that's what we have to do, is we have to insist. People power can insist that doctors look for the cause and the cure. And if they tell you there isn't one, then you want to move on to one who can read, who can think, who realizes that God designed the body to heal. A major problem, for example, with a lot of people is they're given a defibrillator, or especially if they have a heart attack, or they do cardioversion in the hospital. They do those dramatic paddles across the chest with 600 joules or whatever to try to restore the cardiac rhythm. The thing is, it's a joke. You cannot defibrillate or cardiovert a heart that doesn't have enough magnesium, manganese, selenium, chromium, etc. And yet when I see the records from the highest profile clinics, there's not one nutrient. I just went over the records of a man who had quadruple bypass in a major U.S. medical center. There wasn't even a lousy serum magnesium, which is such a sign of a poor doctor who doesn't understand any chemistry, because a serum magnesium, as we've evidenced in Total Wellness, can be higher than normal, where someone who doesn't know any chemistry will say, oh, my gosh, you have too much mag. When the magnesium inside the heart is so low, it can cause a heart attack at any moment that cannot be resuscitated. So we're in a very scary area right now in medicine. When I look at the chemistry, and by the way, when you have these assays done, you want to make sure that you see the results yourself and that the lab divides normal into 4 or 5 sections called quintiles or quartiles, because as the research shows now, only the people in the highest quartiles and quintiles, the highest level of, quote, normal, are the ones who do the best. The ones who are in the lower area of normal are the ones that it doesn't work for, and that's because it's not normal. You have to know what normal is when you look at these labs, because the government, in their infinite wisdom, made labs years ago define normal as where 95% of the people fall. Well, these are people who live at McDonald's, don't know a thing about health, never read a health book in their lives, think every disease is the deficiency of the latest drug, run to their doctor for everything, and have three or four drugs on board. These are people who have one foot in the grave, who have cancers, who have serious heart failure, which has a faster kill rate than cancers do in general. So they should have taken hundreds of people who had no symptoms and no medications. That would be normal. So anyway, you want to see that a test has quartiles or quintiles, otherwise it's useless. And you want to see, we'll go on to another. What I want to bring home is that the cell membrane, the envelope around every cell, this is where the electricity is generated. If I were suddenly dead in front of you, I'm the same bunch of chemicals I was when I was alive. But if I were suddenly dead in front of you, the electricity has stopped flowing. There's no more electricity. And we generate that electricity in the cell membrane. And that's why it's so important to assay the cell membrane in quintiles, because you want to be over the fifth quintile, over the top of normal, for the most important fatty acids in the cell membrane, where arrhythmias are controlled. When I see the chemistry of people who are having serious problems, heart failure, they've had a heart attack, they have angina, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, atrial fibrillation, supraventricular tach, whatever, their cell membranes are literally starving for the right fatty acids. Sometimes it can be as simple as cod liver oil and phosphatidylcholine, but you want to make sure you have the best forms, not GMO, etc. And they're starving for the right fatty acids, and worse, they're choked with the wrong ones. And that's where folks like Dean Ornish had such good results in reversing plaque in the heart, because he had them literally diet out all these fatty acids that were choking the cell membrane. Unfortunately, he didn't go further, which would have improved the rate even better, by measuring the fatty acids and repleting the ones that are so important. To back a person up, the cell membrane is like the computer keyboard of the body. It is where all the messages come out to fight cancers, to fight atrial fibrillation, to fight angina, heart attacks, etc. It's a double layer. It's like a sandwich. You can think of the innards or the meat of the sandwich as cod liver oil. You want a company that's literally anal about quality. And then the bread that holds the sandwich together, because it's not a sandwich if you don't have the bread, is phosphatidylcholine. And I have never, and I quote, never seen phosphatidylcholine recommended by any cardiology clinic in the United States. They just don't know any chemistry of healing. And all this is in the book, which we call our computer acronym, ICKY, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? And, of course, it has all the references from cardiologists, too, who want to get on board and actually help people find the cause and cure. The simple way to know if you have a good doctor is when you go in, just ask, are you going to help me find the cause and cure, or are you just a drug guy? And if he gets insulted, then, you know, move on.
All right, Dr. Rogers, time for us to take another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. With us today is Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world. That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard just west of the Florida Turnpike or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991.
Thank you, and we're back. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today is Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and our special guest, Dr. Sherry Rogers. If you'd like to look into the book she's written or her newsletter, Total Wellness, you can go to her website, prestigepublishing.com. Janet, do you have any questions for Dr. Rogers?
Well, certainly one of the things that has been written about and I've been reading about is the combination of different painkillers, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. So, using those non-steroidal anti-inflammatory pain-killing drugs, have you seen in your research that those drugs may be associated with sudden death from heart failure?
Oh, yeah. The NSAIDs are a known major cause of high blood pressure to begin with. Yet, how often have you ever seen someone go to their doctor with hypertension and be prescribed medications, but not asked if they were on NSAIDs and told that maybe they should stop them? And then they might not have high blood pressure anymore. There are lots of other things that they do as well. And in fact, remember when Vioxx was taken off the market less than a decade ago, and after much procrastination so that they could garner as much monetary benefit from the procrastination as possible. It was shown to by Steve Nissen at the Cleveland Clinic to more than quadruple the heart attack rate. So, these are not good drugs for people to take. In fact, really, no drug is. You're much better off finding the cause and the cure of what you have, because right now there's a huge brain drain in the United States. We're going to be the dumbest people and have the highest amount of Alzheimer's ever in the history of the world because we are the biggest drug pushers. We have the number one most expensive drug healthcare system. It's not healthcare, it's drug promotion system. And we're not number one for health, though, with all of our monetary expenditure. We're not number two. We're not number three. We're number 37 in the world of health. That's how disgusting it is. And you take, for example, the statin drugs. I was at two cardiology courses for cardiovascular specialists this year, and actually some of the young cardiologists in their 30s and 40s want to put statins, the cholesterol-lowering drugs, in the water system. They think it's so wonderful. And the statins are proven to deteriorate or rot the brain, lower the intellect, bring on sudden amnesia bouts, which are misdiagnosed as TIA, or transient ischemic attack, small strokes, because it goes away as the drug wears off, and it can last for just hours or days. And no one ever checks to see what it was due to, and other than, you know, do an MRI for a stroke. So the statins are a major cause of sudden amnesia. This might be the result, this might be the explanation for some of these unexplainable accidents in subways, planes, trains, etc., because most of those pilots, conductors, etc., are on statins, and many of them are made to take them even when they do not have high cholesterol. And as you know from the book, The Cholesterol Hoax, cholesterol is not the cause of arteriosclerosis anyway. It's the Band-Aid. It's merely a Band-Aid. it's telling you there's a problem and you better fix it. It is not the cause of cardiovascular disease. But if that were not enough, then other cholesterol-lowering drugs like Zetia, Z-E-T-I-A, which is also combined with another statin in a cholesterol-lowering drug called Vytorin, that's one of the most dangerous cholesterol-lowering drugs because Zetia actually decreases your absorption of cholesterol and fat from the gut. Now, to someone who's unknowledgeable, that sounds like a pretty good deal. Problem is, it also cuts down your absorption of vitamins A, D, E, K, CoQ10, eicosapentaenoic, and docosahexaenoic, the most important fatty acids in the cell membrane, and much more. So it actually drives people into more disease, more problem. And then, of course, you have like the metformin for diabetes. As we showed in the book, How to Cure Diabetes, metformin, one of the side effects is it lowers B12. Well, guess what one of the expected sequelae of diabetes is? Neuropathy, bizarre numbness, tingling, nerve damage, poor memory, incontinence, erectile dysfunction, poor taste and sense of smell, depression, delusion. Oh, and guess what? That's what low B12 does, and that's what metformin does, is lower the B12. And so we go on and on. And then Nexium, Prilosec, Omeprazole, the what we call proton pump inhibitors for ulcers, these actually lower the B12 as well as the absorption of magnesium, et cetera. They promote further disease. And again, the FDA in their infinite wisdom and connection with the drug industry, they've actually made Nexium-type metabolites, Omeprazole, available non-prescription now, so everybody can poison themselves without even the doctor's help. So we've just gone from insane to worse, and all people have to do is just say, wait a minute, doctor, I want you to find the cause and the cure. Because we know that all disease, whether it's cancer, atrial fibrillation, heart failure, we don't care what the name is, macular degeneration, we don't care what the label is. What we care is what caused it and how to get well. And there are only two causes. Only two causes for everything. The nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. And that's exactly what we have full benefit of assaying and correcting and fixing. Last week we talked about the detoxify or die. For example, in that book, we show folks how to detoxify these phthalates with things like the far infrared sauna. And in the Mayo Clinic, that's where some of the work was done. And they took the worst people in the world. They took people with congestive heart failure, the first people to die when there's a heat wave in Texas. And yet they put them in the far infrared sauna, a special type that doesn't out, and a special one that does not outgas a lot of chemical fumes and so forth. And they actually reversed their heart failure and got off medications. This does not happen. Heart failure is a one-way street. You just get worse and worse. It has a worse track record than cancers because median survival from, if you take all cancers together, is 6 years. Median survival for heart failure once it's diagnosed is 5 years. Anyway, when I see the records, even from the Mayo Clinic, do you think any person with heart failure has had any nutrients looked at? No. And have they even been told about the far infrared sauna? No. They don't even know what's going on in their own institution. They don't even know the research that's going on there because our medical practice is so controlled, so absolutely controlled by the drug industry now. Doctors can't even think anymore. In fact, they don't have time. You saw from the Wall Street Journal this week that there are now 70,000 ways to classify ailments. And in fact, right in the article, because of the new ICD-10 codes, they're meant to make doctors work so bad and so overloaded that they don't have time to think. In fact, it says right here, quote, under the new system, cardiologists will not have one, but 845 codes for angioplasty. So by the time he figures out which one of those 845 codes, do you think he has any time left to look at your EPA, DHA, the most important fatty acids in the cell membrane that determine everything, whether you survive your heart attack, whether you have another one, whether you get rid of your plaque, whether you survive your heart failure, atrial fibrillation, angina, high blood pressure, cholesterol, macular degeneration, whatever your label is. And that's where we are in medicine. We are not looking for the cause and the cure, and it's been here for decades. I'm no smarter than any other doctor. I just took and put together, because I read 4 hours of molecular biochemistry a day, the evidence that thousands of researchers that we owe our lives to across the globe have spent their lives proving, each one with their own little area. And when you put it all together, then you see that how it turns around disease. And having solo practice for 40 years, I had the opportunity to do that. So it's up to folks. People power is the most important thing that has made huge changes in the world. But they have to get smart enough. And the problem is you can't even get smart enough now if you're locked into some of these drugs. So you'd better start reading the cholesterol hoax or the high blood pressure hoax or is your cardiologist killing you, and learn how to get off some of these medications to save your brain. Most people know more about the scores of their favorite athletic team than they do about crystal ball tests, which will show if you're going to die in the next 2 or 3 years. And yet, how many people have had these done by their doctors? Most of their doctors, when you test them, they've never even heard of these tests. They don't even know what they're for. And they're outlined in this year and next year's Total Wellness newsletter.
Dr. Rogers, we have a caller on the line.
Sure.
With a question. No, we don't.
No, sorry.
You lost the caller?
Dr. Spavin, our caller has disappeared. Okay.
All right. Then, the point that Dr. Rogers is making, and that's the, we talk about this on a daily basis on the radio show, is you have to take responsibility for yourself and find out what's going on with your body, because as Dr. Rogers has always said, there's no such thing as a drug deficiency. And, I can't recommend highly enough her newsletter, Total Wellness. And in your latest newsletter, you talked about one of the tests that we do routinely. It's in one of the panels from one of the labs, the LPPLA2.
Fantastic. Shall we talk about it after the break?
I think we should, but right now we have to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio, and we'll be back right after this.
Current medical treatment addresses problems and symptoms when your ship of health has gone aground, hit the shoals of disease, so to speak. Now, advanced medical testing helps to guide you through the stormy seas of disease. The information from high-tech lab tests such as Doctor's Data, SpectraCell, Cleveland Heart Lab, Access, Health Diagnostics Laboratory, and Genova. These advanced tests assist you and your doctor to navigate the treacherous waters of disease development. Call 754-216-2332 to find out more, or visit amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
We're back. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. With us today is Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and our special guest, Dr. Sherry Rogers. And before the break, I mentioned one of the topics in her last newsletter mentions a lab test. It would come under the category of inflammatory markers. I don't even know if doctors are even testing that enough. As Dr. Rogers mentioned earlier, cholesterol is not really the culprit with heart disease. Inflammation probably plays a bigger role. And this specific test is an important one to know about, the LPPLA2. Dr. Rogers?
Well, Dr. Herb Slavin, they are so lucky to have you as their doctor because, I've been through the records of thousands of people now in 24 countries, and very rarely do I ever see even a cardiologist whose whole specialty is the heart look at an LPPLA2, which in some labs is just called a PLAC. And basically what it does, as folks may be aware, a lot of the cause of heart attacks, or atrial fib and heart failure and angina and high blood pressure and so forth, are plaque in the arteries. And that plaque is usually calcified when folks have a heart attack. And that's where the stent is put in, and which actually contains chemotherapy, and they must do the 5 powders to stop the heart from being damaged by that chemo, and that's in Total Wellness in the last couple of years. Anyway, this plaque is calcified, and you can tell if you're going to have a heart attack because you can get a coronary calcium score. In fact, there's a place in Orlando, it's in our newsletters, that is near your facility that actually gives a discount to our readers and so to your patients. Anyway, so an x-ray shows calcification of the most minute coronary arteries so that it shows in advance which arteries are going to be in trouble, and you know from your score, too, how soon it's going to be. For example, a score over 800, you're probably going to have a heart attack within the next 5 years. A score over 400 in one artery shows you that that's the one that it's going to be in most likely. Because for a lot of people, they're better off having a stent as a non-emergent person as opposed to emergency. But anyway, they can also learn how to get rid of the plaque, and then they don't need the stent. Anyway, if that were the big help, that would be wonderful. The problem is half of the causes of heart attack, pulmonary embolus, and stroke are not caused by calcified plaque. The other half are caused by non-calcified plaque, what we call soft or vulnerable plaque. These won't show on a coronary calcium score. In fact, the only way they show is if you have a doctor smart enough to do the LPPLA2. So your patients and clients are so lucky. And as we've gone on to show, there are many other tests that folks need to avail themselves of that are what I call crystal ball tests, because the D-dimers, even if it's a tad elevated, the only way you can have an elevation of a D-dimer is if your body is breaking down clot. So it shows that you are silently breaking down clot. 50% of the people who sit at computers all day long have DVTs that don't even know it. They have clots forming in the lower legs that can throw clots to the lungs, the brain, the heart, and they don't even know they're doing it because the body is making do and taking care of it. There's another crystal ball test called a proBNP, which shows hypoxia, low oxygen, so that it's useful in very many things, whether you've had a heart attack and stents, whether you have a congestive heart failure, whether you have a cancer. The oncologists, it's such a joke now. They basically are, what was that movie, Groundhog Day, where the same thing kept happening over and over? I see the records from people with cancer. Every few months they go in, and all they do is get made more anemic because they have blood drawn, and they get more radiation because they have more x-rays. They don't look for the blood test that will show earlier that your cancer is on the move and what nutrients you have to fix so that you can be strong enough to fight it off and cause redifferentiation of cancer cells. So anyway, proBNP is handy for that, hypoxia, as well as many other things, salt sensitivity that suddenly begins after a heart attack. And all the stuff is either in current or future newsletters that are already I've already done. Then another pet peeve of mine are the dentists, because the entelopeptide they never measure. Nor do the orthopedists who do joint replacements. But the entelopeptide, instead, well, let me back you up. There are many dentists who are doing cadaver bone implants and before they do dental implants. But they're not smart enough to look at the entelopeptide to see, is the person actually losing bone every day and dumping that bone, that calcium, into the coronary heart valves and the heart heart muscle. And so the entelopeptide shows if whatever nutrient composition you have chosen to fix your osteoporosis or whatever, which is just as prevalent, by the way, now in men as women, if you have enough nutrients and you've turned off that bone loss, if you have turned off bone loss, that's what it shows, entelopeptide. Anyway, if you question your doctor about some of these, most of them have never heard of them, or they'll say, oh, well, that's not indicated in your condition, because that's what all the readers have told me, thousands of readers, from their doctor's questioning of this. And there are a lot of good, easy tests that we put in the books and the newsletters to know if you have a doctor who's going to be able to help you, who's interested. You can just say, what's a good test of brain deterioration? And if he says the quinolinate, great, because it's a simple blood test that's in this panel that we assay, 12 pages of your molecular biochemistry. There's nothing that is better than that I've seen in 45 years of medicine. And then you can ask him, well, what turns it around? What changes it? What helps it? What fixes it? One of the things is P5P, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which is a metabolite of B6. But if you just take B6, it won't work in most people. Why? Because B6 doesn't work until it's converted to P5P in the human body. And how does it do that? With zinc. And that's part of the beauty of this test, because it shows whether a person is low in zinc, even if his zinc level looks, quote, normal. Because remember at the start of the show, we said normal is not normal. And that's part of the beauty of this, is it gives you functionality. It shows you the function that even if your zinc level is in the middle of where everybody else is, who lives at McDonald's, you need more than the average person, at least at this point in time. And don't forget, zinc is crucial then in 200 enzymes. It's not just for converting B6 to its active form to help the brain. It's important for, again, like we talked at the beginning of the hour, we're kind of coming full cycle now, DNA polymerase. To have some guy who examines your genes and then starts telling you what to do on the basis of genes only, it's a waste of money. It's a waste of money. I have never seen anybody helped with gene assays. Sure, they take they rev up their methylation. Well, you can see that methylation in a half a dozen ways in other areas and know with much more accuracy what kind of levels you need and if you're successful. So, and DNA polymerase is a zinc-dependent enzyme. Or look at the people who are taking omeprazole, Nexium, Prilosec for acid reflux. A lot of people who have acid reflux actually, and this is in the book No More Heartburn, and in Chapter 4 in How to Cure Diabetes, because it's all about the people who take Nexium actually turn off their acid, which is what they want for their symptoms. But the reason they have acid is they do not make enough acid to metabolize their food, and that's a zinc-dependent enzyme, that carbonic anhydrase, to make HCl in the stomach. So when you don't have enough acid, the food sits there, it ferments, bubbles up. The little bit of acid you do have in the stomach hits the esophagus, and you feel that as heartburn. So you see, we need more smart people. We've just got to find a way to get people interested in taking control, and I think you and Janet are doing a wonderful job at getting people interested in this. I don't know any other way. They can call us, by the way, 800-846-6687, or go to prestigepublishing.com. We have nothing to sell except information, just knowledge. Our goal is to make people too smart to fail.
Well, I second that, and like I mentioned, your newsletter, Total Wellness, is excellent, and in my opinion, one of the best ones available. I don't know what your circulation is compared to some of the other newsletters, but it really would be on the top of my list of newsletters.
Oh, well, and, thank you for the kind words, and yeah. Thank you for being there for people and doing things like the LPPLA, too. Because otherwise, if they didn't have doctors looking at these crystal ball tests, then at the start of 2016, which is just around the corner, they don't know if they are slated to have a heart attack, a stroke, a pulmonary embolus in the next year or two, and yet it's totally curable, totally reversible. So my hat goes off to you and Janet for the work that you're doing.
And I'm sure our listeners appreciate having you on the program as well as Janet and myself. And hopefully we'll have you back in the near future because your information is very informative. And again, thanks to Dr. Rogers. You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today has been Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we'll be back again on Monday. Remember, we're here Monday through Friday from 10 to 11. Bye-bye, everybody.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.